Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for starting your day with me today. As we move to the conclusion of the basketball season, I would like to share something with you. It's from my book, The Power of Positive Purpose. It is on page 129. Upping the Ante is the topic of the chapter. Let me share it with you. Basketball coach Pat Riley stated, "The only goal I would like this team to achieve is to become the hardest working team in the league. I don't know if that is going to translate into wins, but that is where you start." He also said, "Challenge is nothing more than upping the ante." So maybe we are raising the stakes of the consequence of what not winning is all about. Very interesting. I continue by saying, we up the ante of our experience in life when we commit ourselves to being the best students we can be, i.e., unending teachability in action. This is the real meaning of the biblical statement, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The meek are the teachable. Fenwick Holmes, the brother of Ernest Holmes, stated, "The best teacher is one who teaches in such a way that his students can replace him." Every good teacher celebrates every student who chooses to be part of this positive growth experience. We roll away the stone of ignorance and move into the light of self-realization when we discover within ourselves the great faculty of affirmative embodiment and use it wisely. As we open our eyes to the truth, we know we are not bound by any of the effects of false concepts we observe in our world before the present moment. We each have within us the power to learn, whatever we need to learn, to rise above all negation and stand firm in positive faith. Abraham Lincoln affirmed, "I will study and prepare, and someday my chance will come." Meister Eckhart stated, "To get at the core of God at his greatest, one must first get into the core of himself at his least. For no one can know God who has not first known himself. Go to the depths of the soul, the secret place of the Most High, to the roots, to the heights, for all that God can do is focused there." The mystic minds of the ages have all known, in him we live and move and have our being. Most people are grasping at life like a fish out of water, when all the time what they need for sustenance and healthy development is all around them. No person can reveal to you aught but that which already lies half asleep within the dawning of your knowledge, wrote Khalil Gibran. By way of intelligent religion, we can each underscore God's gift to itself as us and demonstrate through our creative abilities the greatness beyond anything we have ever known. Ralph Waldo Emerson stated, "Learning depends on the learner." No more truth can be conveyed than the popular mind can bear. Dr. Ernest Holmes advised his students, "The more I know, the more I know, there is more to know." Let each up our ante and use our intelligence and talents for the glory of God. That was from my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 129. If you would like a copy, go to our website, www.csl-fremont.org. And you can click on there and order the book by way of the internet. Also, if you would like to see us in action on our Sunday morning lessons, is on YouTube. You'll find me, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia, the Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, Reverend Darlene Sykes, Reverend Jane Holt. We are all on there, and you can click and see all the great talent we have at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. And of course, you are all invited to come and join with us 9:30 and 11:30 on Sunday and 7:30 on Wednesday evening. Let's continue with the idea we started this morning, that we can up our ante, we can up our acceptance of the greatest truth of ourself, and know that the starting point is within ourselves. And what we want to do is be still and know, which means that we are allowing ourselves to be established in peace, in harmony. It was Isaiah 32:17 that pointed out, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." Righteousness means the right useness of law, the law of mind, the law of principle. Dr. Ernest Holmes correlates this same idea on page 527 of the Science of Mind textbook when he said, "The way is made clear before me. I do not falter nor fall. The way is a path of peace, of fulfillment, and joy. I see the way and I walk it. I see it and I walk it." What are you seeing today, my friends? You see, wherever your eye goes, your world follows. The cry of the human experience is, "How and where shall I find peace?" I think this is what most people are looking for. And remember, what you're looking for, you're looking with. All the peace that you're looking for resides where? Resides within you and me. It is part of our divine nature. The mistaken belief is that peace shall one day be discovered in a hiding place somewhere. You know, and what are we told years ago? Low, search low here, low there. The kingdom, which is peace, is where? Within you, as you. You see, all we have to do is know that if we open our lives and recognize that it is within us and let it out, all we'll stop at that moment trying to get it somewhere and let it in. The truth is, peace is within us. It's always been within us. It always will be. Our work is by way of teachability to let go and let it out, to let our light shine, to let it be expressed. How? By way of our thinking and all our thoughts, all our words, all our actions. But why, if peace is here and now, do we sometimes not feel the comfort of it? Why are we sometimes bent out of shape or caught up in the condition? Why do we experience restlessness and anxiety? Why do we let ourselves dwell in guilt and allow negative thinking to disturb us? If we go back to the statement of Isaiah, we will see that he made it very, very clear. Isaiah made it plain. It made it clear. All we have to do is look at it very clearly and embody it. The only path to inner peace is right useness, the right use of the law. And what is right useness? A thought, or word, or act in harmony with God's own nature in us, as us. Now, whether it's our talent, our love, or peace in our heart and mind, in our world, we alone must choose to express it. We can't get it from somewhere else. It's right within us. When we know peace, peace must become our way of life as it is God's life. Why? Because it made us out of itself. It didn't have anything else to make us out of. And when we know this and then feel its presence in us as us and let ourselves be like it, at that moment we will discover a peace in ourselves, as ourselves, and we will be it in action because we're letting it happen. And at that point, we will begin to let others feel it through our words, feel it through our actions. And we will move through every day of our life giving thanks for all the opportunities infinite life has given us to reveal its likeness in us as us and our life experience. So today, my friends, allow yourself to let your way of doing all the things that you do be God's way, be the way of infinite love. As you do this, what's going to happen? You're finding yourself, if you let you go and let this be your way, you're discovering within yourself, and you can do it today, you can do it right now, starting this very moment, letting it happen, and as you do, you will discover it blesses you with peace, serenity, and confidence. What a great way to start your day. Peace, serenity, and confidence. Not dragging yesterday into today. Remember, if you think the same way, you're going to keep having the same experience. If there's anything you need to change your mind about so you can change your condition, let it happen right now while you're listening to this program, and then get a hold of me and let me know what happened when you did it. You see, we are studying and expressing the science of mind, and science itself, the idea of science, means that you are eliminating all the nincompoopery. You're eliminating what Dr. P.D. Ouspensky said in 1900, the reason most people will not let higher intelligence express through them is because their head is full of comfortable nonsense. Give up all your reasons why you can't do and be and have, and you'll do, be, and have. Wherever your mind goes, your world follows. So what you want to do is understand there is a science of thinking. If we spiritualize our intellect, it is the spiritual science that is taught in religious science, unity, divine science. Going back to Phineas Quimby, going back to the teachings of Mary Baker Eddy and Christian Science and other great teachers, because we realize nobody has a copyright on truth and nobody's cornered the market and nobody has more of it than someone else. There are those, though, through the age who have allowed themselves to think higher than dogma, creed, and ceremony, and realize that maybe Jesus was right when he said it's done unto us as we believe, not if we believe or perform a ritual or dance around a campfire or do a bunch of noise out of our mouth trying to get God to change its mind about us. Our realization as metaphysicians is to be as intelligent as we can be and stop trying to make it happen and start letting it happen. And that means when we change our mind about ourselves and our world evolves to the change we have become. Now, this is making good use of the science of mind in your life as your life. In Job 22:28, listen to these words. This is an application of the science of mind. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Decree it and think like the decree. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 204 of the Science of Mind textbook. Right thought constantly poured into consciousness will eventually purify it. You know, you can take a glass of muddy water and put it under a dripping faucet at night, and the next morning it will be a clear glass of water. The drip, 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 one drop at a time, one thought at a time, one concept at a time believed in will clear away the mud out of your thinking, the negative out of your thinking, and you will find yourself purifying your thoughts, therefore purifying your life at the level of the positive ongoingness, which is yours by right of consciousness.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under C.S.L. Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
My wonderful teacher, Dr. Craig Carter, wrote a great book. All of you should have it. It is called Your Handbook for Healing. Go on the internet, you can probably find it there. Your Handbook for Healing by Dr. Craig Carter. Dr. Carter says, you treat when you start talking to yourself and you don't stop until point by point you have made yourself realize that the kingdom of God does not include your problem. Now, let's look at the concept of the science of mind. People have been using science of mind principles ever since human intelligence evolved to the point of decision-making. I was in the radio station one day, and a Protestant minister came up to me and said, well, I love what you teach, Dr. J, but there's one thing I don't agree with. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, you people believe you have choice. And I said, that's right. And he said, I don't believe we have choice. And I looked at him and said, that is your choice. I've probably told you this before. Now, what are you doing today? Everybody chooses, even if you choose not to choose. But I got news for you. If you decide not to decide, you will fill your life with the things that will make your decisions for you. Now, again, people have been using science of mind principle ever since human intelligence began to realize it could make a decision in this thing called life. A decision made is what? It's nothing more than a course of determination. How are you determined today? Well, you can always tell. Look around you. You want to know what all your friends and the people you work with are determined to do? Listen to what they talk about all the time. You see, the strength of the decision does what? You make a decision, it's going to affect the outcome of that decision. I not only affirm what I want, I allow myself to be one with the conclusion of it. And I ask myself, if it was 100% in my life right now, how would I feel? And I go ahead and feel that way. It was William James who said, if you don't feel the way you want to act, act the way you want to feel, and you'll feel the way you want to act. Think from conclusion. Jesus' whole ministry was the finished kingdom. Treat for the from conclusion. Let your prayer be a prayer of acceptance of the conclusion, and then act as if it's so. Don't wait until it gets better to feel better. Feel better so it'll get better. Our decisions do what? When you make a decision, understand that our decisions work in affirmative and negative ways. We can decide, for instance, to be sick, and if that seems preferable to facing an unpleasant situation, I'm sure all of you probably had that experience. I remember when I was in school and I wasn't ready for a test, I could probably run a 102 fever in about a half an hour. I'm sick. Okay, how many of you didn't want to go to work, so you really got sick? You see, sometimes when we get sick, it's nothing more than our need to pay attention to ourselves, so we can't think of a positive reason to do it, so we create a negative reason to do it. Everyone affirm with me right now, if I need to pay attention to myself, I'm going to do it with a smile on my face and a healthy body. Take time and give time to yourself. Now, again, our decisions work in affirmative and negative ways. We can decide to be sick. If it is preferable to facing some kind of situation you have in your life, I'd rather get sick than face this situation, but I promise you, you'll probably get sick. Okay, or you can do something else. You can decide to be well regardless of any situation. Okay, I am health unfolding and I am well today regardless of what the situation is. You see, there is no part of our lives which we cannot improve through positive thinking. This is why I wrote my book, The Power of Positive Purpose. Positive thinking, the power of positive purpose, is the power of affirmative acceptance, my friends. And when we know this, all of a sudden, what do we find? We find emotional security that positive thinking, affirmative acceptance, the power of positive purpose, we find the world that way of thinking promotes. And we find out we're living right in the middle of it. Why? Because it came from us. We don't have to get to it. The pursuit of anything is the affirmation that you're not one with it. Stop pursuing and be it now. Act as if it is and it shall be. Now, when we learn to recognize and control our thinking, our thought patterns, when we direct them, when we think about what we think about, and know that thoughts are things and we are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing, we're not the thing, we're not the thought, we're the thinker. And that power that created this universe is ready to back up our next idea, therefore we should pay attention to it. When we learn to recognize and control our thought patterns, we can begin choosing whether to discourage a particular thought or to accept and enlarge upon it. So what are you going to do with your thinking today? How about reducing the negative and enlarging the positive? I'm going to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Remember that song? If you do, you go back a ways, but that's what you need to do. Accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. You see, my friends, we encourage thoughts of success by talking success, thinking success, being success. Come tonight, 7:30, at our center. I'm doing the concluding class on 20 Secrets of Success. We're going to do the summary of the whole thing. It'll be a beginning, middle, end class that you will absolutely celebrate. It's going to be a great, great night tonight. 7:30 at our center, when we talk about the 20 secrets of success and how to apply them in our own life. You see, if you talk about success, think about success, expect from the idea of success. When we do this until we feel successful. And when we feel successful, it is successful thinking as us. What happens then? Our mind and our heart begins to cooperate with the good that we're letting ourselves be. Our body begins to exhilarate itself with health from what we understand about the truth of ourselves. Everything is successful. You can be successfully happy or successfully unhappy. Say with me, success doesn't care what I do with it. You see, my friends, you are successfully being what you think about all the time. So again, think about what you think about. And if you don't want the effect of what you're thinking about, think something else. It's that simple. As you think in your heart, so are you. So today, my recommendation to you is believe in yourself and then do what? Expect everyone in your world to believe in you. Why? Because you are telling the truth. And you are dealing with the world around you honorably, and you are allowing yourself to govern your part of your dealing with the world around you for the mutual profit, successful profit, abundant profit of the world around you. You are giving to yourself the very best you know how to give, and then you're discovering you can give more away at the level of the best. You are allowing yourself to move forward in such a way that you're entertaining no thought of failure. Even if you've had setback after setback after setback, that's fine. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, rethink yourself, and get started again. Allow yourself to know that any opportunity that's needed is ready, willing, and able to become your experience, and you're ready, willing, and able to be opportunity in action, not a disaster in action, because any problem you have is just an opportunity for you to understand that if there is a problem, there is also an answer. So where are you going to focus, on the problem or answer solving? Your life is waiting for your next idea, and your challenge is to dedicate yourself to a positive chosen course of action by way of thought, by way of giving, by way of receiving. Then you're doing what? You are prospering in your own consciousness and then prospering in your own world. The beauty of you, the joy of you, is that you have the opportunity beginning this morning to choose to be a success and therefore be successful in a positive way, in a healthy way, in a happy way. Doing this is allowing yourself to affirm and say it with me. I am grateful for my good and greater good today. I love what it says in Psalms 51:10. It says so beautifully, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Put it in first person. By right of consciousness, right now, I choose to create within myself a clean heart and renew my spirit within me by knowing the truth of myself and acting as if it's so. Now, right now, in this moment, let's move forward into the day. Let's begin right now as we conclude this program and contemplate the rest of the day and the rest of the week until I talk to you again next week. Let's begin right now affirming what we want in our life and affirm that it's good enough to be true. Let's believe sincerely in the idea of the affirmation we are making, the one you're making, the one I'm making, for I'm accepting greater good for myself this week and for everyone listening this morning. And you can affirm, God loves the world by means of me. Let it be your way today, my friends. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.